Back in 2007, the United States EPA predicted that worldwide energy use for servers and data centers would double from 2005 to 2010, but an independent report issued in 2011 said that actual increase was only about 56%. In the U.S., the increase was even smaller, representing a 36% increase over the 5 years. Still, energy use is on the rise, so the conversation about energy use and the cost of powering our data centers is more important than ever. Hello, I'm Nick Martin, Assistant Site Editor for SearchDataCenter.com, and in this podcast, I'm speaking with Julius Neudorfer, CTO and founder of North American Access Technologies, to find out why power consumption isn't growing as fast as some experts expected, and uncover what this means for data center professionals. Julius, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So Julius, what do you make of this report? And is it a matter of emerging technologies like server virtualization and more power-efficient servers, or do you see other factors involved?
It's a good question. Clearly, virtualization has taken hold and is impacting the utilization numbers so that we're getting more compute from each box. It isn't, of course, in every data center yet, but it's certainly a substantial portion of what's happening. We are getting more raw computing power from the CPUs, and ENERGY STAR servers are beginning to creep into the inventory, although it'll take quite a while for them to move through. The new data centers coming online are more efficient from the infrastructure point of view. They're getting a better PUE, more energy is going into the IT load, and less into power and cooling losses. But overall, when you look at these numbers, you have to say the report is quite thorough in its analysis of the facts that were given. And it was based on primarily some statistics about the volume server shipments over that period of time, as was the original report that was presented to Congress. So Professor Cooney has really done a lot of research, has done a lot of industry information seeking to put into this report. But as the report cites itself, it is primarily looking at volume server shipments from both the volume server and mid-range area shipments to create these projections. I sort of have to step back from the whole industry perspective and perhaps think that while the report is indicating that the power did not double in that time, the report shows that only a 36% increase, which is sort of a little bit what I feel is slightly different from my perspective of the industry. With the real build-out of huge mega centers, the giants in the industry are all building bigger and bigger data centers with higher and higher power densities. And that was not quite taken into account in the report, although there was some references to it. And so, some of the basis in there may be such that the power usage may be somewhat higher than the report indicates. I don't have any hard data because I didn't perform my own analysis, but I would have liked to have seen something along the lines of, a survey of the total number of data centers, their total number of square footage, and their average watts per square foot, for instance, or perhaps looking at other related information such as the UPS shipments in that time and what their total capacity was, or anything along those lines such as shipments of backup generators or perhaps even a survey of utility power to data centers above a certain size. And that may have shown that the power that's actually being used by the data center industry itself may be somewhat higher than the report indicates. Again, this is just supposition, but I would have liked to have seen that as perhaps a counterpoint to just using servers alone. So in that sense, I'm hoping that the report is right. We'd all like to see less energy usage, but I do wonder if the usage may be slightly higher than the report originally indicates.
All right. Well, how much do you think the recession has affected power consumption in data centers when compared to power-saving technologies? And can we expect to see a spike in power consumption when the economic environment picks up?
Well, I think that the recession definitely had an impact on both capital spending for data centers. It also had an impact on the number of servers shipped, which obviously was part of the report's conclusion. Capital monies for server replacement was limited, and people tended to hang on to their servers longer. And that, in effect, is going to sort of have some pent-up demand when recession spins out. know, it will certainly drive power usage up as more services are purchased. So we see that happening. We see a lot of people moving into colos instead of putting money into their own data centers, A, because of capital restrictions. And colos are beginning to fill up and have rising densities. So as the economy spins up, I think the power consumption will spin up. The question is to what point. I don't have an economic crystal ball here, so it would be tough. If I did, perhaps I'd be on Wall Street.
What energy-saving steps that IT professionals can take right away will have the best return on it?
Well, clearly, one of the things that servers do is they stay on 24 hours a day. And that brings me to my rule of 8760. 8760 is basically the number of hours in the year. And it's essentially, if you remember, when you plug a server in, it's going to consume power consistently over a 24-hour period or 8760 hours a year. If you start plugging in some usage numbers like about 11.5 cents per kilowatt hour, that equates out to basically $1,000 a kilowatt a year for every piece of IT load that you have in the data center. And, you know, with a PUE of 2, even though it's gotten a little better, just for simplistic numbers, that means each kilowatt of IT load winds up costing about $2,000 a year. Average server life is about 3 years, so that equivalents to about $6,000 for every kilowatt of IT load. The problem with servers are, especially in a capital-restrictive environment, is that people do not seem to replace them as often as they would like to, and therefore they may have some older generation servers which are nowhere near as efficient in their performance as they are today. So you could spend $6,000 for a kilowatt of compute for a server that was purchased 3 years ago, or a few servers together that was purchased 3 years ago. And yet, if you replaced it today, you could probably have that number in terms of your electrical usage and make up the capital difference. But it's very tough to make that argument when your company is looking to cut back across the board. And that's especially true with ENERGY STAR servers. Last year, the ENERGY STAR program put together a program for ENERGY STAR servers that radically alters the power profile of even a commodity 1U server. Typical 1U would consume about 200 to 300 watts even at idle, which was, of course, the big problem. The server would consume quite a bit just doing nothing. And the new ENERGY STAR profile for a 1U server with one CPU, hard disk, and power supply is now 55 watts versus, as I mentioned earlier, a 200 to 300 watt typical older server. So you can see when you're spending basically $6,000 for a kilowatt over 3 years, how cutting the IT load by 50% on a typical server, or more even, if you're using ENERGY STAR, you can save a tremendous amount of energy costs in operating capital. And so if your servers are beginning to be a two-year point or older, push real hard to try to get replacements early. And, of course, if your company is capital constrained, then look for leasing as an example. So that's one area where I think people can turn down that type of situation. The other choice is in the infrastructure side. Basically, you can raise the temperatures in your data center safely. ASHRAE already made a point of that. Even under the allowable, under the recommended window, you can operate your servers at 80-degree intake temperatures. And under the allowable window, you can actually operate them at 90 degrees. So people are still using the old formula of keeping your data center at 68 degrees. They're wasting a lot of energy. Typically, if you can just bump it up to even a, what I call, everybody's mental comfort number of 75, you can knock down your cooling costs by about 10%, which is probably the largest energy user in a data center.
How about power savings over the intermediate term? And also, what are some strategies or technology deployments IT pros might consider to further reduce power consumption over the next few years?
Well, for instance, in the area of storage, data deduplication is important and almost vital. The amount of data that we're storing is exponentially rising far beyond the compute requirements. And, of course, that leads us into storage consolidation and even virtualized storage. So that's an area that's ultimately very important because we're beginning to store everything that we never thought we'd ever need, and then some. The other thing that's happening is the technology shifting in the storage arena. Solid-state storage is really moving by leaps and bounds. I just read a spec sheet released by Seagate, who lives and dies by their hard disk sales, And they're even recognizing that they have to move towards solid-state storage. They just issued a 400-gigabyte, 2.5-inch drive that basically can stand 1,000 G shock, for instance, so it's not, you know, particularly sensitive to the environment. In fact, its environmental rating is up to 140 degrees operating temperature and 95% humidity. And so, therefore, the data center's most precious commodity was literally keeping storage in a very tight environmental window. With solid-state storage, the parameters will change. We'll use far less energy to cool the storage areas versus the tight parameters that we have now for, you know, spinning disk storage. Energy Star is applying itself to storage. They have a program now that's about midway through to have Energy Star specification for storage arrays. So these are things that are certainly going to help reduce power as we move towards an environment that stores everything. You know, the other thing, as I mentioned, is the rise of the ability to raise temperatures in the data centers, which was constricted by storage limitations of temperature. And even ASHRAE now is beginning to raise the windows to where we have 90, 95, and even 103 degrees of operational windows for the newer type of equipment, which allows us to have more free cooling by using ambient air. And, you know, these are all things that can be done in the immediate future. Some of it is available now, and some of it is a simple operational change by raising the temperature in your data center. So these are all things that IT people can do, you know, in the immediate area presently or within the next 12 months.
What can we expect in terms of power consumption trends in the next 5 to 10 years? And do you expect to see the continued modest growth or other trends emerging?
Well, one of the things that's happening is, of course, we begin to see more and more things move toward the data center, where the point, is it a data center or is it a video server? Is the cloud really pulling in things that were never there before? I mean, if you look at applications such as Netflix, they're growing exponentially. They just dumped their DVD business, spun it off, and move towards a complete streaming video model. That takes a huge amount of storage, a huge amount of processes to start meeting all those requests. And other people are doing the same thing. So if you look at Amazon just announced a new Kindle called the Kindle Fire. It's in the tablet market, which is a growing section of the compute environment. Interesting thing is, while other tablets are pushing 8 gigabytes, 16, 32 gigabytes of storage with rising prices, Amazon went to the other end of the market. For instance, their, you know, Kindle Fire only has 8 gigabytes, which you would think would be an inhibitor. But, of course, it's focused at a price point. But what Amazon did to counter that is that people who purchase the Kindle, for instance, Kindle Fire, that is, will be able to have free storage on the Amazon cloud. So, basically, they've taken the equation off the terminal and moved it back to a centralized processing model where the data exists a data center, and it's only accessed through a terminal, in which case it's a portable terminal. All the phones, all the smartphones cannot continue to have endless storage, and more people are beginning to use cloud-based services to store their data. That puts it back into the data center arena. So over the next 5 to 10 years, we're going to see a huge increase in stored data, huge increase in bandwidth to get there from all the mobile applications. And as I said, video is driving this beyond any sort of expectation of bandwidth and storage to store all these movies, videos, TV shows, etc. But what's going to happen is, in order for equipment makers to keep filling the pipeline, they're going to have to mitigate their energy even further than they are. Their you know, MIPS per gallon, so to speak, is going to have to continue to fall, be more productive, because energy is going to become more and more expensive. And the IT side of the equation is going to have to fine-tune their equipment and their processes. And the infrastructure side of the data center is really on a rise to keep their PUE numbers down. So I think we're going to hit a sort of an inflection point in the next 5 years or so, where we come to basically an equilibrium between the need for more compute and more storage and the efficiencies of this storage and compute process. So, you know, like anything else, these are just projections, but, you know, the need to constrain energy across the board is, you know, worldwide. PUE has now been adopted by everyone in the world for all intents and purposes. It's not just a green grid standard. DOE signed on. Japan, European consortiums have all signed on to these metrics. And I think you'll see sort of a peak that we've reached and plateau in energy usage, but the compute power and storage power will continue to rise. So I hope that gives you sort of where we think we're going, but of course, somebody's got to polish the crystal ball every now and then.
All right, well, that's all the time we have for today. I'm Nick Martin, and I want to thank Julius Neudorfer, CTO and founder of North American Access Technologies, for joining us today. You can learn more about data center energy use at searchdatacenter.com.